Now, for years, investors have loved shopping malls, and they've loved the property companies that run the shopping malls, especially the big, shiny ones, the ones with global brands and lots of restaurants and movie houses and massive car parks where every visitor would pay to park and then go in and spend their money in stores. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with a business model like that? Well, COVID-19 could go wrong, and Amelia Beattie has been at the coalface. You never thought, running a property company, Amelia, that you'd be at the coalface of anything, but you've been at the coalface of COVID-19 and the property sector. Amelia is the chief executive of Liberty 2 Degrees. Amongst the shopping centres she helps run is the huge and mighty Sandton City. Just how bad was this across your portfolio, Amelia?
Good evening, Bruce. 2020 was a difficult year, and we saw we started the year out well, and as the first case got announced, we had a sharp decline and drop-off in both turnover and foot count. As the restrictions started to ease, people slowly returned to the malls, but spend remained slow. And in the fourth quarter, we saw a really encouraging recovery. We had our turnover in December recovered to 91% of what it was in 2019. And at Sandton, as you say, people love shopping because we had the turnover only 1.5% down on 2019.
That is astonishing. I mean, that is, what was the secret? I mean, was it the fact that it is Sandton and people go to Sandton? Or did the shop owners, the operators in Sandton City do something different?
I think Sandton certainly makes a difference. It's a very iconic environment. We've also just had it rated as the first 6-star green rated building on the retail property on the African continent. So it's good quality and it has everything that you want. It gives you all the things that you can find in a neighborhood center and in your convenience center. But it also gives you the extra things. It's got the luxury components, and our ultra luxury has been extraordinary. We had 27.7% growth over the previous year, and they couldn't trade for some 2 months altogether.
I mean, this is the Diamond Walk where, I mean, yes. I feel like I've got to have a passport to go down there. It is a foreign place. It is a terrifying place. It is a place of price tags where the price tags have to be big, not so that you can see the number, just to fit the numbers on the price tag. I mean, it's that kind of shopping. It's not for the faint-hearted, yet that is where the big bucks were made.
Yes, I mean, it's not been so terrifying recently. If you walked into Sandton City, you would have noticed the queues outside the stores, and there are people that would like to have that, and you can't get it anywhere else. You get it at Sandton City. But the rest of our portfolio, we've seen some good trading. Of course, we are realistic about 2021. It's going to be so tough. There's a lot of uncertainty. We are not able to see how everything is going to work out. But every day we try to move forward and do the best we can to ensure that our environments are well run, that we keep our vacancies low, because for me that's key. There's nothing worse than walking into a mall and have every second shop papered up. So we want people to come back to these unrivaled experiences, and it will take some time. There's a long road ahead of us to return back to where the property industry was, but every day we have to take steps towards it. We have to have been in partnerships with our tenants, and we have to assist them to get there.
How, I need a war story from you, Amelia. I mean, just how rough was it? I mean, you had some very big and powerful tenants simply say, no, we're not paying. You're not getting footfall in the shopping center. We're not paying. We are not paying our rent. Go away. Amelia, stop phoning us. Stop bothering us, Amelia. I mean, did it get really tense?
It was difficult negotiations, Bruce. We all had our environments to look after. They have their businesses to look after. We have our businesses to look after. But in the end, I think we all landed in a place where we could move forward. And we need those tenants as much as they need our environment. It is the smaller tenants that it was heartbreaking to listen to them, because even though the environment picked up again and people were back, some of those people simply lost everything they had during that time, and it will take them a long time to trade that back. You just have to sit across the table from a restaurant owner to listen to how they have been struggling. So we have taken an approach where we will assist where we can. We have a strong balance sheet. We are able to do so because we need to keep these environments so that people come back there. There's no point having a mall if the thing is empty and you have no customers. So it's an integrated approach. There's nothing easy about it. It's truly the real in real estate. You feel the reality in people's lives. But the shopping mall is not dead. Super regionals are not dead. And I think the evidence in our results today showed that.
When you look at something like the collapse of Edcon, right at the very beginning of this mess, Grant Patterson told us, look, it's over. We can't pay our bills. And the lockdown, the three-week lockdown is going to kill us. And then it went to 5 weeks. And then it was restricted anyway. And the best bits of Edcon did get sold off mercifully. But, I mean, there would have been cavernous chasms left behind. And our Ster Kinnicore, which is a big tenant in most big centres, is in business rescue. I mean, we're not through this catastrophe by any stretch of the imagination, I don't think, Amelia. I mean, are you seeing something different?
Certainly. We are certainly not through it. And every day we deal with the realities of what's happening around us. Ster Kinnicore for us is around 1.2% of our overall portfolio. We have probably the number one and number two Ster Kinnicore in Sandton and Eastgate. We also have one in the Promenade, and that for us would be an opportunity to repurpose. But I was saying to someone else earlier that movies in some form or the other will always be there. When the next James Bond movie comes out, would you like to watch that in your bed on Netflix, or would you like to go to the movie for that experience?
Amelia, I will take the new James Bond movie wherever it comes out. If it happens to be in the cinema, yes, I will be there. So you organise that and I'll be number one in the queue. I'm there.
Great.
Amelia. It's made. It's fading away. But yes, I get your point. I've got to survive. I mean, just the experience of the movies is a fundamental. It's a special experience. Talk to me about the way in which shopping is changing and the business model of running shopping centres is changing, because finally, South Africans are starting to go digital. I mean, we're almost the last country on earth to go digital. And finally, we're going, okay, we can't go to the mall, so we'll get it online then. But we're quite reluctant because we like our malls.
Yeah. I think people remain social beings and want to go there to be seen and engage with people. But of course, it's changing. And we believe that the online environment and the physical environment have to live alongside each other. It's not either or, it's those two together. And if one can get that right, so that you provide that showroom experience in the mall where people come there and it's something unrivaled, something that they can't get elsewhere, but they also have the convenience of not having to push their grocery trolley, but can have that delivered at home. That is the ultimate way that we believe shopping centres will go forward. But the crux and the fundamentals of getting good tenants and having them fill the space and bringing people to the mall, those things have not gone away. We just have to do it in a different way, and we have to continue to bring in new experiences that will make people come back and say, wow, I love this place. I want to be here.
How are you in the market to buy? Are you in the market? Are you looking at new properties at all? Are you looking to invest in physical stock? Or is the devastation in the sector just too big, too widespread, creating too much uncertainty for you to be willing to consider dipping your toe in the water?
I think the environment is such that we have to look after what we have first. And we have to make sure that we can extract full value out of that. We've got some centres with amazing opportunities to further invest in and to turn them into some macro environments that will be different communities where people can do more than just shop. So that's our first priority. Until we know where valuations have settled, I will not use our balance sheet. That's been our strongest asset. We have a loan to value of 20.5% to overpay for an asset that I don't know and understand. So for us, it is focusing on what we have and run that to the absolute best of our ability and drive value from that.
Amelia Beattie, thank you so much for a lovely and interesting chat this evening.